In the interim, in terms of practical decision making, did this presentation make you rethink the type of taxane therapy or taxane-based program you use in ER-positive patients?
Actually, I've always been concerned that the lineage in which taxanes have been added to AC times 4 has always looked weak in ER-positive patients. And so I've always favored other regimens other than those regimens in ER-positive patients. So my thinking is that TAC is a better regimen. Actually, there's an even more recently presented regimen, which is from a French study, in which they took their 5-FU epirubicin cyclophosphamide regimen, FEC, when they used epirubicin at 100 milligrams per meter squared, and they took 6 cycles of that therapy and compared it to 3 cycles of FEC and then 3 cycles of Taxotere. And there was disease-free survival and overall survival advantages at 5 years for the 3 cycles of FEC and 3 cycles of Taxotere. I like that regimen because that regimen has a lot less neutropenia and fever risk than does TAC. And TAC is originally was done without colony-stimulating factors, and clearly that regimen needs it for almost all the patients. Whereas the FEC times 3, Taxotere times 3, needs it for some of the patients, but not most of the patients, it appears.
Now, in that regimen, what dose of docetaxel are you using?
It's 100 milligrams per meter squared as a single agent.
I'm assuming you're using growth factors with that?
For those patients that have trouble with schedule or neutropenia and fever.
So you don't start out preventively?
No. The way that schedule is planned is basically that anyone that gets into trouble, gets growth factor support. And in the trial, they actually made the mistake of stopping the growth factors at the 3 cycles of FEC and seeing if patients would need them with docetaxel. And I can tell you, if you need them with FEC, you'll need them with docetaxel.